Always, always, always delighted to talk about new music on this show, and even more delighted to talk about new Irish music on this show. And if you know, and you've been listening to me for the last little while, you know I'm always delighted to talk about Aslan, new music from those guys. And they join me on the phone, Billy, Alan, Lee and Joe. How are you, lads?
How are you, John?
All good.
Yeah, that's a rousing chorus in the background. Delighted to hear from you, lads. Listen, first single coming out March the 7th with new singer Lee on board as well. Lee, you're there. Lee Tompkins. Going to chat to you first. How are you, my friend?
I'm all good, John. How are you?
I'm very good. Now, listen, tell me, you know what band you're going into and you know all about what's happening over the last little while. Tell me a little bit about yourself for anybody who doesn't know Lee Tompkins.
Well, I've been playing for nearly 30 years now. I'm a singer-songwriter. I play guitar, I sing, I play by the keyboard. Yeah, that's it. I've been playing all over the globe until I found myself back home here in Finglas with Aslan.
I come here and I tell you, you know, you go all, as you say, you go all around the globe. But I mean, you know, we all know Aslan, we all know the big songs, we all know the live acts and everything. Are you enjoying this new role yourself?
Ah, yeah, it's great. It's a dream come true, really. Like, you know, you grow up, especially because I'm from Finglas, you grow up listening to Aslan and going to the gigs. And it's amazing what's happened, you know?
Yeah.
It really is.
Listen, this is the thing. And we all know and we all love Aslan. I mean, Billy and I have been speaking to many times over the last number of years. And indeed, I spoke to the late Christy once many, many years ago. And we used to talk about the vibe and the feel. And that wonderful thing of being at an Aslan gig, the live feel was always something else. And ironically, they re-showed it again, the one in Dublin, live in Dublin, over on TG4 over Christmas. And I watched it from start to finish, knowing I knew every part of it and I knew everything. That vibe for that audience and the grow that they have for Aslan, that's still as strong as ever, isn't it?
It is, and that's what I grew up on. That's like when I was a kid, that was the gigs I was going to, the Vicar Streets and all them gigs. So to actually be able to be part of it now and be on the stage is unbelievable. Like from the moment we kicked into the second song in Cork where we started off, it was it just came back. Like everybody was on fire, you know, ready to go.
And like it's a year on now since you joined Aslan. I mean, the audience have taken to you and are enjoying the gigs. And I mean, is there part of it where you're saying, I can't believe I have this gig? If you know what I mean, in a good way.
It does feel surreal at times, like, you know, because it is surreal. Like, as I was saying, as a kid, when you're growing up listening to these lads, you never in your wildest dreams think that you're ever going to be a part of the band. You know, so there is a few pinch me moments, all right, and it's amazing just to be part of it.
Ah, brilliant. Billy, as I said, I was watching over Christmas the gig back in 1994 live in Dublin. Apart from I see a t-shirt, you haven't changed a bit, my friend.
Thanks very much. Yeah. That was like the Vicar Street concert was so special, you know, it was really good. But you mentioned the vibe there, and that vibe is very, very much still there. You know, we're playing the songs that people know. And what's great to hear is that the people that are coming to the gigs are actually singing them songs back to us.
Yeah.
So it's making Lee's gig easier because the crowd are joining in. They know the songs. They know Christy has passed. They know the band are staying together and moving forward in a positive way. That's why we've released a new single. For those that haven't been to a gig, and we've yet to play Waterford yet. We're waiting for something special to come in for Waterford.
Cool.
But we're waiting. This single will be the audience's first chance to hear Lee singing with Aslan. And the vibe is very much still there. The energy in the recording is there. So, yeah, it's very exciting. And we released a single on the 7th of March. We've actually done four different mixes of it, John.
Okay.
There's an acoustic version with a girl called LED. There's an alternative mix, there's an extended mix, and then there's the actual single. So we kind of enjoyed ourselves being back in the studio for the first time since Christy passed, and it was a great, you know, that's just a taster. This single here you're called. It's just a taster of what's to come down the road from Aslan.
And look, I'm going to slightly go off topic, but LED, Elaine Doyle, I'm a huge fan of Elaine. She has a wonderful voice that is going to sit in perfect on this song, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. No, she done loads of gigs with us.
We would
have her as, you know, one of our regular special guests. And we just brought her in and she loved the song and she decided to sing it with Lee. A lot of people are going to actually gravitate towards the acoustic version than the single. But for me, the single is balls to the wall. It's Aslan. It's old Aslan, but it's new Aslan. Has that energy, you know?
You know yourself, and I said to you this many times as well, and I say to the lads there as well, Alan and Joe, I mean, you were always renowned as the hardest working band in the country. You still are, aren't you? You still work so hard, and you don't just go out there and say, ah, look, we have a couple of the songs, the big ones that they'd sing along with. You don't do that. You go out there and you perform a gig like it's your first or your last gig, and you just put everything into it every single time, because that's what people say when they come away from an Aslan gig, and are still saying it today.
Yeah, John, I think the day comes that we don't feel like that, I think is the day that we'll actually give up. Because, yeah, as I always say, you know, on the day of the gig, everything centres around that show that night. And we live for it. Do you know what I mean? That's what we live for, is just to get on stage. And you can only perform to your best and how you're feeling on the day. And it's about giving it everything that we have. And as you said, the crowd go away and they feel that as well, I think.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of it. So the new single is coming out. Are we looking at, and are you working on another new album from Aslan?
Yeah. We're in the middle of writing an album at the moment. Right. So what happened was, last year was very important that we got the set together and we got out on the road, got a few gigs under our belt. But as I always say with Aslan, we never just stay with the old songs, as you were saying. Yeah. It's all about creating new stuff. And especially with Lee on board now, it's so important that we get a new song out there like this, Hear Your Call, to show people how good of a singer he is. And it also kind of gives us a chance to, you know, there's nothing for people to compare this song to. Whereas when we do Crazy World or This Is, people are kind of listening and they're going, oh, I remember when Christy sang that.
Now
Lee has put his stamp on something brand new with Aslan, which is great. And we all feel really, really good about it.
And I just mentioned, if any of your listeners fancy travelling up to Dublin on the 16th of March, we're in the Olympia, and we haven't played the Olympia in years. And it's Lee's first time playing the Olympia, so it's going to be a very, very special night. 16th of March. And the single is out on the 7th of March, the week before.
Okay, well, what a venue, firstly. Absolutely fantastic. 7th of March for the single, 16th of March for the Olympia. And, of course, check out all your kind of social media stuff for all the gigs. Look, we're looking forward to you coming down, because the next time you're in Waterford, you'll be in here talking to me live on the show. How about that?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And John, to let you know as well, it's going to be the first time we're going to be performing the single live. It will be at the Olympia.
Okay.
On the 8th of March.
It gets its live debut on that night. Brilliant. Brilliant. Billy, Alan, Lee and Joe, Aslan, collectively known as Aslan. Lads, it's been a pleasure. I love the chats over the phone and stuff. I prefer when you're in the studio. So next time we'll chat to you in the studio. But for now, listen, I'm raring to hear this song, Hear Your Call, and looking forward to the live gigs. Thanks very much, lads.
Thanks, John.
Best of luck.